is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tsunami alerts expiring in the U.S. West Coast has not seen significant damage from waves. The tsunami threat triggered by the major earthquake off Russia's coast. The August 1st tariff deadline fast approaching. President Trump says he will not extend time for trade agreements. Today announcing India faces 25% hikes on its imports starting Friday. ABC's Jay O'Brien says tariffs on overseas goods could weigh on U.S. businesses and ultimately get passed on to consumers.
The president also recently announcing the framework for a deal with the European Union and saying that he signed a trade agreement with Japan last week, but still consumers bracing for potential price hikes. The president's tariff policies are projected to cost the average U.S. household $2,400 a year, according to one estimate.
The Fed board wraps up its policy meeting today and will issue a decision on interest rates. A dangerous heat wave continuing to grip much of the country with cooler air starting to move into the upper plains. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. All of Wisconsin is under an air quality advisory until noon Thursday. City government committees are all done for the month in La Crosse. The next committee meeting is Friday to review a gas station design. Then the bulk of regular committee meetings resume next Monday, where the city will consider an ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. City officials will also take up items to replace drinking fountains around La Crosse and meet to discuss the new city administrator position. The next common council meeting is on August 14th. Gas prices are slowly falling in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer wanes.
Here in La Crosse, the average price for a gallon of gas has held steady at $2.92 since the beginning of the month, a few cents higher than the statewide average. Across the river, it's a little more expensive for gas, checking in at just under $3 per gallon in Houston County. The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For three of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market. We'll have scattered rain chances during the workday before things clear out this evening. Highs will be in the 70s today. Tomorrow is the start of a long stretch of sunny, dry, and comfortable temperatures with highs in the mid to upper 70s for most of the Cooley region. The pleasant weather continues well into next week when temperatures and rain chances slowly start to increase. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a 2-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
On and off showers and storms today, giving us a damp and dreary one. With mostly cloudy skies, wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert, and some rumbles of thunder possible, which could bring some locally high rainfall. Chances for rain wind down overnight and leave us with plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about the gubernatorial race along with Trigvi Olsen, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow of Morning to Pat Kreitlow. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to our second hour of our program. Almost got ahead of myself there. Horrified by this cult of cruelty? Look beyond Trump for answers, writes Robert Reich today over at his website, robertreich.com. Or maybe it's robertreich.substack.com, one or the other. You can find it easily. He writes, we're living in the age of bullies. Now, Robert Reich has an autobiography out called Coming, I think it's titled Coming Up Short, because he's short. He's like 4'11", I think. And he talks in that book about how he was the victim of bullies as he was growing up. And he's kind of expanding on that in this rant. He says, the bullies today are less constrained than they've been since the end of World War II. I would agree with that. You know, I mean, the last time we saw a Klan march prior to the Trump era was in the 1920s, when you had a president, and yes, he was a Democrat, Woodrow Wilson, who screened, you know, death of a nation in, well, I think it was 1913 or 14, in the White House, and that led to an explosion of, it's basically a recruiting film for the Klan, right? And that led to an explosion of Klan activity in the late 20s and throughout the 30s, along with an explosion of Nazi activity, actual, like, Nazi, with swastikas on their arms. And, you know, there's a little movie, I think it's like about 15 minutes long, called The Night in the Garden, or A Night in the Garden, that you can find on YouTube. And it's that rally. It's this Nazi rally in Madison Square Garden. So anyhow, that was the last bully era. But since World War II, you know, outside of Joe McCarthy, which was kind of limited to, you know, the entertainment industry and whatnot, and the Army, not so much until Trump. And Robert Reich goes along and he points out Trump abducts thousands of hardworking people within America and puts them into concentration camps. He calls them detention camps, splitting their families, spreading fear. His ICE agents refuse to reveal their own identities. They don't wear badges. They don't wear masks. You have no idea who this person is who's abusing you and no way to hold them accountable. That is what you call the secret police. When you don't know who that police officer is who is abusing you, that is, by definition, a secret policeman. The word Gestapo in German, I lived in Germany for a year and a half. The word and speak German. The word Gestapo in German literally translates into the state's secret police. Now, I'm pointing that out. Robert Reich wasn't. But anyhow, he talks about, you know, the Trump abducts hardworking people. He usurps the powers of Congress, defies the courts, and prosecutes his enemies. He and his Republican lackeys cut Medicaid and food stamps. And by the way, let me add, because the cuts to Medicaid are so draconian and the budget deficit is increasing by almost $4 trillion, there's this thing called PAYGO that was passed during the Clinton administration that says that you have to pay as you go. And if you lose revenue, you've got to automatically cut spending. This is going to force a cut starting probably in a couple of years, a major cut in Medicare, not Medicaid, Medicare. So anyhow, that's happening. He says hate mongers on right-wing television and social media fuel bigotry against trans people, immigrants, Muslims, people of color, the queer community. Powerful men such as Trump sexually harass, abuse, and rape women. Some of the abused are children. Powerful male politicians make it impossible for women to obtain abortions. CEO rake in record profits and compensation while giving workers meager wages and firing them for unionizing. Billionaires make large campaign contributions, legalize bribes, so lawmakers will cut their taxes and repeal environmental and safety regulations. He says each of these efforts are actually bullying tactics, bullying the rest of us. I mean, this isn't what most Americans want. And that each time they get away with this bullying behavior, it not only encourages them, but it also undermines the norms, the social and cultural and political norms of civility. And he said, if the bullying is not contained, the fabric of society begins to unwind. And that's what we're seeing right now. And Reich points out that this is not new throughout history. Civilization is the opposite of brutality. A civil society doesn't allow the strong to bully the weak. But here we are. So what do we do? How do we live moral lives in this age of bullies, asks Robert Reich. And he has kind of a seven-point plan here. He says, we do everything we can to stop the brutality, to hold the powerful accountable and protect the vulnerable. Putin and Netanyahu are war criminals. Trump is a dictator. He must be deposed. Right-wing politicians who encourage white Christian nationalism must be condemned and voted out of office. Powerful men who sexually harass or abuse women or children must be prosecuted. Women must be given full control over their bodies, including access to safe abortions. Police who kill innocent people of color must be brought to justice. Immigration agents must be prohibited from abducting people off the streets or from their homes or courthouses or places of work. CEOs who treat their employees like manure must be exposed and penalized. Billionaires who bribe lawmakers to cut their taxes or exempt them from regulations must be sanctioned, as should the lawmakers who accept such bribes. And he said, this isn't a matter of left or right. It's a matter of what is right. What is the right thing to do? And I think, you know, it's just an absolutely brilliant analysis by Robert Reich, and he's spot on. So how do we do this? We have to provide our Democratic politicians and the occasional persuadable Republican, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, maybe, we have to provide them with a spine. We have to let them know that we have their backs. We have to be the ones to tell them, we will help you out. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. We have to be the ones who will, you know, vote good and decent people into office. We have to be the ones who will stop this. Because he's got the courts. I mean, he got Emil Bove on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday. The guy who told the Justice Department to tell federal judges to F you, right? This guy is now an appeals court justice and, you know, in a prime, in the catbird seat for an appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's mind-boggling. And the Republicans would not even allow the testimony of the whistleblowers who had actual evidence, like text messages and emails, actual evidence of Bove committing these crimes. Or at least crimes against democracy. I don't know specifically if it's illegal to tell people not to go along with a federal judge, but it seems like it should be if it's not. At the very least, I think it would be a criminal conspiracy, don't you? So, yeah, Robert Reich nailed it. Meanwhile, an amazing thing happened in the Senate that you did not hear about because it never made the press. Literally not a single media outlet even mentioned this. And that is that Senator and Reverend Warnock, Raphael Warnock, reintroduced the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act in the Senate. This is a bill that would outlaw gerrymandering. This is a bill that says you have a right to vote. Right now, the landscape is so weird. The Supreme Court has ruled that you have a right to own a gun, but they've also ruled that you don't have a right to vote. Congress can overrule the Supreme Court, of course. And therefore, you know, because of the way things are right now, if the state of Georgia wants to take away your gun, they've got to go before a judge and prove that, you know, there's a reasonable cause to take away your gun. But if they want to take away your vote, they don't even have to tell you. They just do it. And they're doing it in mass. They're doing it hundreds of thousands of people at a time. Rafson Purger is purging as fast as he can. This bill would end that. It would end caging. And therefore, of course, Republicans are totally opposed to it. But this is, you know, as he points out, voting rights are preservative of all other rights. It's what Thomas Paine said. Take away a man's vote and you reduce him to slavery was the, I'm pretty sure, verbatim quote from Thomas Paine. He called it the vote, the beating heart of democracy. And Republicans have been putting their hands around that beating heart and squeezing it harder and harder and harder until it's just faintly beating now. Trying to destroy our democracy. And here you have Raphael Warnock introducing this legislation. It should have gotten press. He said, we are in a fight to make sure that everybody has a voice and we can't give in to the authoritarian movement that is afoot right now in our country. He said, the very people who just passed legislation that will cause just about everybody's health care premiums to go up are now busily trying to make sure that Americans do not have the ability to fire them. They've deprived people of a doctor, and now they're trying to doctor the voting maps. He said, we have to pass the Voting Rights Advancement Act, and we need to do it now. And again, as I mentioned, how much coverage did this get in the mainstream media? Zero. Not one outlet covered it. You might want to call your senators and say, please co-sponsor the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act with Senator Warnock. It is now officially and formally presented to the Senate. Let's move this thing along. We need a right to vote so Republicans can't play games with our votes anymore.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16, almost 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to the American Democracy. Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The federal Eighth Circuit Court appears intent to block redistricting and voting rights cases by individuals and advocacy groups. July 29th, the Eighth Circuit issued another finding that individuals and groups can't sue using the Voting Rights Act. This is the third such negative ruling on the private right of action, but for the moment, it still only applies to the seven states in the Eighth Circuit: Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. In a 2023 Arkansas case, an Eighth Circuit panel ignored decades of settled law and found that the Arkansas Conference of the NAACP and the voters it represented did not have standing to bring a complaint under the VRA Section 2. Instead, it gave the U.S. Justice Department the sole authority to bring Voting Rights Act complaints. Legal scholars deemed it a fringe ruling because historically, 90% of voting rights cases are brought by individuals and advocacy groups. The July 29th decision involved a challenge by an Arkansas group which assists new citizens with voting. An Arkansas voter suppression law barred the group from helping more than six citizens, though the Voting Rights Act, Section 208, allows such assistance. If appealed, it's unclear whether the U.S. Supreme Court will stand on precedent or back the Eighth Circuit's crusade against voting rights. We've linked to the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doors now.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
You've probably heard the rumor, you know, you can't regrow cartilage, but what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may actually help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness and pain. And the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into your coffee or tea. Louise puts it in our coffee in the morning. Or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping, only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
Every day, another blow. They cut the cords, let it go. Medicaid gone. Safety net thin, the billionaires cheer while the poor can't win. State debt gutted, diplomacy dead, Social Security hanging by a thread. They stack the courts and fuel the hate. Is this revenge? Star fade. Why are Trump and the GOP working so hard to ruin America? They banned the books and cut the aid. Feel white rage and watch truth fade. Why are Trump and the GOP working so hard? Unions, fly
think it's pretty straightforward because it's profitable for them, right? It works out for their advantage and the advantage of the people who are close to them. Josh Hawley, for example, the cynical guy who was fist bumping the January 6 people and then had to run for his life. Good old Josh, yeah. He wants $600 rebate checks to all Americans, but not Biden voters, he said. He wants them for true Trump blue-collar voters. Yeah. His line of demarcation is if you make over a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, you don't get the check. Because only Democrats make a lot of money, right? Over 150 billionaire families supported Donald Trump in the 2024 election. 3 billionaire families supported Kamala Harris. But only the rich people are Democrats, right? All the rich people are only Democrats. He says, my view is we ought to give a portion of that back to our working class, blue-collar voters who powered the Trump revolution, who got this president in office multiple times into the backbone of this nation. It'd be $600 for every adult and child, so if you got a big family, you get even more. Yeah, because, more white babies is also one of their platforms, right? One of the primary planks of the Republican platform. He says, and you phase it out for income, so again, the wealthy, you start making six figures, you get in the big six figures, you phase the thing out. So this is not going to the hedge fund managers who are all Biden voters. This is not going to the Wall Street kingpins. They don't need any of it. This is going to the Trump blue collar voters, the people who voted Joe Biden crushed, the people who didn't get a raise under Joe Biden for 4 long years. Actually, Joe Biden did a lot of good. We saw real wages going up during Joe Biden. Josh Hawley's just lying here. We saw, inflation down in below 3% under Joe Biden, the best it had been in years. Even before COVID. We saw the unemployment rate better than ever. Democrats have produced over 50 million jobs since Ronald Reagan came into office. Republicans, on net, have produced 1 million jobs. Because there were so many job losses under Bush and under the first Trump and many under Reagan as well. It's just incredible. And still these Republicans brag about, we know how to do the economy. We're business people. We know how to. Well, the government isn't a business, number one. And number two, it's just a naked lie. 50-1. Democrats, since the 80s, since the 70s even, you can go back to Nixon, Democrats have produced over 50 million jobs during their administration and the administration of Democratic presidents. Republicans have produced 1 million jobs during that entire period of time. And now inflation's going back up again under Trump. And, people are talking about a crash. Read the Financial Times. You just read the headlines, it'll scare the hell out of you. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your thoughts right after this. Stay tuned. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop-snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW, that's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.
When you think of the Wisconsin DNR, chances are hunting, fishing, or state parks come to mind. But their work in agriculture, especially with larger livestock farms, is also a part of the job. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Wednesday. Today, we're taking a closer look at the DNR's role in overseeing CAFOs, otherwise known as concentrated animal feeding operations. Jason Knutson is the Watershed Management Director. He says the agency supports farmers as they develop and comply with nutrient management rules. Jason says, unfortunately, the state budget did not include funding to hire more staff at DNR to work with those farmers.
We really try to maintain a staffing level of around 20 CAFOs per regional DNR specialist. And the reason why we do that is because we want to be able to take a proactive approach to compliance with our farms rather than reacting once non-compliance gets bad. Currently, with our current staffing levels, we're at about 24 CAFOs per regional staff person. And the issue is that as we see more and more consolidation of farms in the state into CAFO-sized farms, that ratio only keeps rising and our staffing levels haven't kept pace.
Jason Knutson is the Watershed Management Director with the Wisconsin DNR. Stick around. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices next.
Join the Midwest Farm Report on Wednesday, August 6th at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Starting at 9 a.m., visit us at the Rank Seeds booth, number 616, near the food court for a special hat exchange. Bring your hat and stop by to say hello and get a new hat. Tell them the farm team sent you.
We'll also be broadcasting at 11:30 a.m. in booth 669 on Central Avenue with Rural Mutual Insurance. Learn how the number one farm insurer is keeping Wisconsin strong with premiums paid here that stay here. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Wednesday from Chicago, commodity prices are trending lower, all except for corn. Cash corn is up a penny and three quarters at $3.91 a bushel. December new crop corn up a penny and a half at $4.12 and a half. Cash beans are 8.5 cents lower at $9.73 and a quarter. November new crop beans down 8.75 cents at $10.75 per bushel. And new crop wheat is down 2 cents at $5.27 and three quarters. The August Class 3 milk contract is 6 cents lower at $17.09 a hundredweight. And the September contract is trading down 15 cents at $17.37. That's your midday market update on a Wednesday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
On and off showers and storms today, giving us a damp and dreary one. With mostly cloudy skies, wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert, and some rumbles of thunder possible, which could bring some locally high rainfall. Chances for rain wind down overnight and leave us with plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So much for all of your support.
the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
This is all too familiar to me. In fact, it happened when we were on vacation a few weeks ago. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. So what do? You know, you can tough it out, get sick, take the time off work, or cancel your vacation, hope the doctor can see you this month, or you could wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or, like I did, you can open your medical emergency kit. I just matched my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, started the right meds, and nip this thing in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications for you to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Just use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
In a quiet room, a new law passed, a new costume, no sirens screamed, no rifles cracked, just silence loud enough to distract. A neighbor gone, a story missed, a hand unraised, a clenched white fist. This is how it ends, not with a roar, but with a shrug. One rule bent, one truth unplugged. No need for booze to break the line. Democracy dies one silent step at a time. A headline shifts, a phrase is banned, a speech erased, a trembling hand. The judge
Welcome
retires.
Back 36 minutes past the hour, Cold picking up the calls raised. Here. What's on your mind today? Eric in East Prairie, Missouri. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a theory to run past you. One is that the evidence is so incriminating on Donald Trump in the Epstein files and outside the any possibility of immunity, that he has been offered a pardon in exchange for his resignation. But the theory goes on that the evidence is so entangled in so many countries and so many high people in the country and outside the country that the evidence that they have can never be used because it would upset the world order, as they say.
Right, we'd upset other oligarchs, yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted your thoughts on that. What do you think?
I would hate to see the Jerry Ford mistake repeated, you know, where Ford pardoned Nixon just to get him out. And I've never seen any evidence that Nixon actually knew Ford was going to pardon him, but I'm guessing that probably he did. I mean, you know, probably they had worked that out before. But I think it did a lot of harm to our country. I don't think Donald Trump would have done half the stuff he did if Nixon had gone to prison. I realize a whole bunch of Nixon's, you know, henchmen went to prison. John Mitchell, his attorney general, his Pam Bondi went to prison. And so, you know, that kind of fate might be awaiting some of the people around Trump who are so actively and aggressively trying to destroy our democracy. And I get it that, you know, Trump has, you know, been in bed with oligarchs and autocrats all over the world, you know, El Sisi in Egypt and Erdogan in Turkey and Orban in Hungary and Putin in Russia and, you know, on and on the list goes. And many of those people might be facing somewhat problematic circumstances if all of Trump's crimes and deals and whatnot come out. But I'm all in favor of let the chips fall where they may, Eric, particularly when it has to do with the fate and future of our democracy.
Thank you for addressing it. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Eric. Thanks for the call. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First off, I was listening to some of the music that you were playing as you were coming back from break. Mm-hmm. Pretty good stuff. And one thing that they forgot to mention was that this warped idea that if you criticize Trump, then you don't love this nation. So it's like, what the hell is this? That he and he alone defines what America is?
Well, in his mind, yeah.
That is a load of crap, given the very values he's trashing that define America long before you were born, long before I was born, and Lord knows whatever his sorry ass was born. You know, let's cut this. I can't begin to tell you how mad I get when it comes to that stuff. Mm-hmm. And as far as the Epstein files go on, I'm pushing for, and I'm calling a whole bunch of radio stations to stress this move, that when the Democrats take control of the House again, and perhaps the Senate, there should be ongoing investigations and subpoenas, not just at Trump, not just at Pam Bondi, but also Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
You know me well enough, Tom. I wasn't born yesterday. How the hell is it that we had a bipartisan move to get these Epstein files cleared up and have Ghislaine Maxwell testify under oath without any kind of pressure whatsoever from either side, then Johnson decides to call for a recess for the entire House. The House goes home, and then now enables the DOJ to have an interview, quote, interview,
yeah,
and deposition, end of quote.
No, they're trying to cut a deal with her.
Ghislaine?
I mean, you know, when she was prosecuted, successfully prosecuted, one of the points that the prosecutors made was that she testified under oath to them and lied to them, that you cannot trust her. She is a professional liar. She's a professional criminal. She's a, she's a pimp. She's a procurer. She's a sexual abuser. She's all those things. And, you know, Todd Blanche was trying to do, in my opinion, was say to Ghislaine Maxwell, we'll make life easy for you somehow. You know, whether she goes to a country club prison and then gets out, you know, a year from now when the heat has died down, or whether she gets a pardon or whatever. If you'll simply go before the press and the public and Congress and say, never heard of Donald Trump having anything to do with any of these little girls. It was all Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton. Go ahead.
You know something, Tom? Everyone listening to the sound of my voice, now hear this. In my view, we have another quid pro quo and another solicitation of perjury and testimony that's scripting this.
Yep.
I wasn't born yesterday.
No, neither was I. And you don't send your criminal defense attorney to go talk to the witness who could testify against you.
Behind closed doors.
Exactly. When you've got virtually absolute power and that person is in jail and has little to no power whatsoever. You're spot on, Michael. Thank you very much. Bill in Carbondale, Illinois. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
Yes, I have to mention the narrative. When we withdrew from Afghanistan and pulled out American forces, as well as the contingency of Afghan who assisted us, that was, thank God, that was due to President Barack Obama's special forces and the go-ahead to remove Osama bin Laden, the objective of that war there or that conflict in Afghanistan. And that never ended. You know what? President Trump added to that conflict, you know, the never-ending war, so-called.
Sure.
You never got the troops out, American troops.
Well, he knew that Biden was coming into office, he closed 10 of the 11 or 9 of the 10 U.S. air bases in that country so that when Biden finally pulled our troops out, it would be a mess. And then he gleefully blamed Biden for the mess. I mean,
that's the thing.
It's a crime.
They kept spinning that around almost to the point where President Biden would have had to face a committee in the either Senate, I think. That was terrible. Another thing about Senator Josh Hawley, he totally reversed his stand on the big, beautiful bill, or big, bungling bill.
Right.
because he was stating that he was not going to support that due to the Medicaid cuts.
Right.
And he reversed his decision.
Because it would have whacked several hundred thousand people in Missouri.
Gee. Yeah, I know. And that probably wouldn't have passed then had he given the nay vote.
Yeah. You know, Tom Tillis, I've got to tip my hat to him. Not only does he know how to correctly spell his first name, but he also said, I'm going to stand up to Donald Trump. And the Trump and the GOP said, okay, the price of that is that you don't get to be a senator anymore. And so Tom Tillis is now retiring, and it's entirely possible that his seat is going to go to a Democrat. And, you know, which would be...
Yeah, same in Missouri, too.
Which would be karma.
Right. Yeah.
With who?
Yeah.
In Missouri?
I think in Missouri, too. I don't know.
With Hawley?
That may not guarantee his reelection.
I think Hawley's pretty solid in Missouri, but you never know. You never know. I mean, you know, when you get these wave elections, these change elections, you know, like we saw in 2010, you know, we saw it in 2002, you know, things change. Things change a lot. And the Republicans are doing everything they can to prevent that from happening, trying to pre-rig the elections. I don't think it's going to work. But we'll see. Bill, thank you for the call. But you know, double check, triple check your voter registration, particularly if you're registered as a Democrat, because they're coming for you if you live in a red state.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of your calls. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no friggin' way. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The federal Eighth Circuit Court appears intent to block redistricting and voting rights cases by individuals and advocacy groups. July 29th, the Eighth Circuit issued another finding that individuals and groups can't sue using the Voting Rights Act. This is the third such negative ruling on the private right of action, but for the moment, it still only applies to the 7 states in the Eighth Circuit: Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. In a 2023 Arkansas case, an Eighth Circuit panel ignored decades of settled law and found that the Arkansas Conference of the NAACP and the voters it represented did not have standing to bring a complaint under the VRA Section 2. Instead, it gave the U.S. Justice Department the sole authority to bring Voting Rights Act complaints. Legal scholars deemed it a fringe ruling because historically, 90% of voting rights cases are brought by individuals and advocacy groups.
The July 29th decision involved a challenge by an Arkansas group which assists new citizens with voting. An Arkansas voter suppression law barred the group from helping more than six citizens, though the Voting Rights Act, Section 208, allows such assistance. If appealed, it's unclear whether the U.S. Supreme Court will stand on precedent or back the Eighth Circuit's crusade against voting rights. We've linked to the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Diaz.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up the calls here, Tim in Shelby Township, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Just a report back from Ruby Red, Macomb County. We had another town hall for John James, who was nowhere to be seen.
He being your Republican congressman, I assume?
Right. A real Trumper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's owned and operated by the DeVos family.
Yeah, as are many of the Republicans in Michigan.
Yes. But we had Senator Mark Kelly, his wife, Gabby Gifford,
mm-hmm.
Debbie Dingell, and one of the state senators from Michigan, all there.
So you had an all-star crew.
Yes.
And I'm curious, Tim, how many people showed up, and what percentage of them would you say were just, you know, diehard Democrats there to be gleeful versus actual, you know, swing voters or Republicans who were curious what the Democrats had to say?
It's hard to say on that. There was over 400 people there.
That's pretty good turnout.
And very good turnout. Almost overflowed the auditorium it was held in.
Mm-hmm.
And this came out very late that they were going to have this, because I didn't get word of it until Thursday, the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on all the mailing lists. So
sure.
But a very good turnout. And everyone was very enthusiastic and pledged to go out and turn Macomb blue again.
Well, that's great news, Tim. That's great news.
Yes.
So
also one other thing,
yeah.
Just so you know, and we'll call later on, my son is going to run for the open Senate seat that Gary Peters is retiring from in Michigan.
Oh, interesting. Now, isn't Jocelyn Benson also running for that?
She's running for governor.
Oh, she's running for governor. And
yes, Mallory McMorrow is probably the most popular name running.
Yeah, there you go.
But he doesn't really think he would win, but he wants to get his message out that the Democrats have been doing it all wrong. That's why we've been losing.
Well, and it's great practice. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with running in a primary. It's a good thing to do, and that's where you start. So wish your son good luck from me. And does he have a website? You want to share that with us?
It's travisformichigan.com.
F-O-R?
Yes.
Okay, travisformichigan.com. Okay, I'll check it out. Tim, thanks for the call, and tell him good luck.
Will do. Take care.
Thank you. Joe in Bowling Green, Ohio. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, I want to revisit the Don Quixote speech there, that speech where Trump was in Europe and just went off on how terrible wind turbines are.
yes. Windmills, they cause cancer, don't you know? as he's gutting the EPA, which actually prevents the poisons that do cause cancer. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, removing limitations on things like asbestos, which do cause cancer, right?
Exactly. And you know why? Because the Russians, one of the major Russian exports is asbestos, and it's called Trump asbestos. It's got his picture, a picture of his face on every one of the packages, these 10-pound packages of asbestos that Russia exports.
I want to go back to the speech, though, because there was a more sinister element to it than I think the media picked up on.
Okay.
And that is that in that room with him were a whole bunch of European leaders that all knew perfectly well that everything he said there was completely false.
Right.
You know,
and didn't challenge him because they're desperately afraid of pissing him off because he's a 10-year-old.
That was it. I think that was the point, was that he was demonstrating, you know, that none dare.
Yeah, I mean, he said windmills are the most expensive form of energy, you know, and which is a complete lie. Windmills cause cancer, a complete lie. It was over and over and over again. He was just saying stuff that was absolute BS. And Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the EU, was sitting there clearly gritting her teeth, but didn't say a word. I understand why. She's got to protect Europe, even if that means, you know, letting Trump lie to the press. But a sad spectacle.
It's just another, it's sort of a tool of psychological dominance.
Yeah,
basically.
I got it. Joe, I got to move along. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Excellent point. John in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, listening on Civic Media. Hey, John, what's up?
Hello, Tom. I called to talk about something that I don't hear very much on the news or what have you. You know, their EU is going to have a 15% tariff coming forward.
Correct.
And they talk about it as that's going to be the cost. It's not the cost. One of my roles for my company was a business manager. And, you know, so they... supplier or importer is going to pay that 15%.
Correct.
And if you use $100 as a number of $15,
right,
then it's going to come to the distributor. When the distributor gets it, the supplier is going to put his 25% margin on there. And that's not a bad thing. That's how you can employ people.
Sure.
So they're going to take that $115 and divide it by 0.75 and get a 25% margin to employ their people. Then it comes to the distributor, and we're going to get that charge and put 25% on it to fund our people, the trucks that deliver it,
right,
and so on. And so we put 25%.
So it's like an inverted pyramid. Every step echoes and amplifies the impact of the tariff. Is that what you're saying?
So... and the final step goes to the retailer where the consumer buys it, and they typically put a 20% margin, so you divide by 0.8. Each of them you divide by the inverse.
Right.
And so by the time you look at a $15 tariff, by the time it goes through the tiers, it's going to be $33 plus.
Wow.
Because the distributor is going to look at it. Yes.
No, I totally understand the mechanism, John. I've been in the middle of it. That's great. Thank you for doing the math for us. That was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant. John, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The tsunami alerts have been lifted along the U.S. West Coast, along with Hawaii and Alaska, triggered by that powerful earthquake off the coast of Russia.
Well, there has been no widespread damage or inundation of buildings reported in the U.S. from tsunami waves in Crescent City in far northern California near the Oregon border. The area is historically prone to tsunamis. They had a dock that was washed away by the surge in water levels. Harbor Master Mike Rademacher.
And was eventually submerged, and this resulted in major structural failure and complete separation of the dock.
Tsunami warnings have now expired, and in Los Angeles County, beaches have even reopened. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The nation's GDP increased at an annual rate of 3% in the second quarter of this year, higher than what analysts expected. It's one gauge the Federal Reserve Board is watching as it gets ready to announce what's next for interest rates. And a dangerous heat wave spanning across 28 states with triple-digit temperatures and stifling humidity. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin